A growing number of financially pressured BC residents are grappling with whether they'll be able to afford care for sick pets. This according to Paws for Hope Animal Foundation, which provides free veterinarian services to those in need. Volunteers with the organization held a special clinic at Ted Kuhn Towers Supportive Housing Complex in Surrey, on the western edge of Holland Park, on Sunday, April 21. Paws for Hope partnered with Options Community Services to check 30 of the residents' pets for vaccines, parasite control, teeth, physical exams and more. Options manages the landmark towers, where food, pharmaceuticals and paramedicine services are offered to the 400-plus residents. The four-hour pet clinic was a first there. Paws for Hope says that the need for vet services is off the charts and that they are seeing an alarming surge in BC pet owners who are asking for financial help, according to Rachel Thexton, who helped publicize the vet clinic. The critical care provided to animals at a clinic such as this costs the charity approximately $12,000 per clinic, for supplies, resources and follow-up vet care. A cat gets an exam by a Paws for Hope volunteer veterinarian during a special clinic at Ted Kuhn Towers Supportive Housing Complex in Surrey on Sunday, April 21, 2024. Contributed photo. Ted Kuhn Towers resident Lori with cat Victoria, who had an exam during a special clinic at the Supportive Housing Complex in Surrey on Sunday, April 21, 2024. Contributed photo. Due to challenging financial times, Paws for Hope is now receiving 200 monthly requests for vet care assistance, according to Thexton. Donations can be made online, pawsforhope.org. Options Community Services feels that offering healthcare support to barriered residents, and for their animal companions, is a part of bringing complete community care to those living in their supportive housing community, Thexton added. Related, on-site healthcare, free food makes life easier for residents of Surrey Towers. At Ted Kuhn Towers, residents have access to free food through the Food Mesh program, can visit a community paramedicine clinic and also get prescriptions filled at a healthcare pharmacy. There's a great need for these programs here, Joe Woodworth, senior manager with Options, told the Now leader in December. There are a lot of seniors here and people who have mobility and medical issues, low income. Sometimes they can't get out to get medications or see a doctor, or have difficulty buying food. Bringing these things here, we've built a lot of really good partnerships, a lot of hands making it all work.